question is discussed regarding Mayim Maharonim. Of course, we're all familiar with the law that says after a person eats bread, person before making the Ketam Azon is obligated to make Mayim Maharonim. The question is, does the law of Mayim Maharonim apply to eating other foods? Halakha says, according to the Gemara and Chulin, that those people that used to measure salt, Modedin Melach, since at the end of the day they would have salt on their fingertips, so they would be obligated to be making Mayim Maharonim, even though they didn't eat, because it's the same reason. We're concerned that there's a certain salt, and the salt might go in the eye and might blind the person better than them. So therefore, the Bein Ish Chai comes out, and Chaim Ben Tzion writes it, and it's the Ketzer Chayim. If a person would eat, let's say, a pickle which has salt, vinegar, the salty iodine, he eats it with his fingers, after eating a pickle, he would be obligated to make Mayim Maharonim in order to get the salt off his fingers. For that matter, eats any item that's a salty item, be it a pretzel with salt on it, a popcorn with salt on it, maybe even potato chips with salt on it, or biscuit with salt on it, so long as there's remainder of salt on your fingers after the food, there's an obligation of Mayim Maharonim. From the Gemara, you see, it was not specifically said by bread. Now, there is a question in Halakha, how much of the hand do you have to wash in Mayim Maharonim? Maran's opinion is, as explained in Kufa Aleph, up until the second part of the joint of the finger, called the knuckles, the first part of the knuckle. However, the Arizal argues, and the Arizal says you have to move it back one notch, all the way back to the middle of the hand, which is covering the whole fingers, all the fingers themselves. We have a machlok between Maran, which says to the first part of the fingers, and Arizal says we go back to the end of the fingers. Halakha, one should be machmir, like we usually are, like the Arizal, to wash Mayim Maharonim, not only the fingertips like you see many people do, which is wrong. They should wash Mayim Maharonim all the way back until the end of the fingers, including also the thumb. This is the proper way to make Mayim Maharonim in all situations, according to Rabbi Ari.